This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Brayden Whalen opening up, first hitter, emerging from the on-deck circle at center field. Coming up next in the order, Jonah Elvridge, the second baseman batting second. Will Jenkins, the shortstop, hitting third. Lance Wiedekamp, the third baseman, hitting fourth. The designated hitter, Connor Seelbach, catcher Colton Tischkow. Ruger Brown, the left fielder, Nate Brockmeyer, the first baseman, and Carson Beathard rounding out the lineup. We are ready for baseball. We'll get into the defensive lineup in moments. Here's the first pitch, and it comes from Gavin Matouche in there for a strike, 0-1, and Carl right on the money.
Yep, strike one, and here comes the second pitch from Day.
And that one going upstairs as it hit the sweet spot. As we are underway, he's going up and upstairs in the zone. This one chopped out just out of the reach of the third baseman, now out of the reach of the left fielder, and he will dig in for a couple. He'll take a two-bagger and a little bit of a wind here this afternoon.
A little bit of wind and a first hit of the game. I don't know. Are we going to score that a hit and an error there, Sean?
I'll give it an H.
Double?
So we'll get into the defensive alignment as we go along here. Jonah Elvridge standing in. Pitch upstairs, 1-0 to start things off. And first, let's look at the infield. We've got Ketch Mills over there at third. Drake Vogel at short, Dillian Small at first, at second, and Declan Riggs over at first. And Declan had a homer in the Globin. Here's a shot. This one going to left field, and that will be good for a single. We'll have runners at the corners. And ball coming in out of the reach of the infielder, but boy, some great hustle to prevent that ball from leaving the infield. As the throw from the outfield just goes a little awry, the runner advances to second.
So they instantly have two runners in scoring position. A little better defensive play, Sean. Maybe it would only be first and second right now. So a little sloppy out there.
So trying to get back in a rhythm here for Hillsborough here as we have opened up runners at second and third, nobody out. Here's a pitch off the stretch. This one will go outside. 1-0. Runners will take a lead. Now this is Will Jenkins standing in there, the right-handed batter, shortstop. And looks at a pitch on the outside corner, evens up at 1-1. And, Hillsborough, they never panic if things get a little tricky early.
No, not normally. They've had a pretty good stretch of good baseball, I'd say, for over the last decade or more, for that matter.
Here's a shot to right, shallow right, and that, I believe, in one run will score. I didn't know if he hauled that in, and it looks like he did indeed haul it in. Snow cone catch out there in shallow right.
Big catch right off the bat by Blaine Stewart as he made a catch. I thought he just smothered the ball, but he got the catch. The runner does score, I believe, and the other runner from second goes to third.
So here we are. We get to the cleanup hitter now. One run is home. Early 1-0 lead for the Lancers. Lance Wiedekamp, the third baseman, stands in there. Left-handed batter swings away. This one out of play. So Lincolnwood, they are coming off of a big win themselves. Over the weekend, Hillsborough had a grand slam home run in a dark shortened game in Greenville, but I understand that's going to be taken care of in short order, that they're working on lights, what have you out there. Pitch outside, and the left-handed batter back in there, 2-1. He swings away. This one nearly hauled in by the first baseman, but just too hot to handle. Another run comes home, an RBI single for Lance Wiedekamp. Raymond didn't get off the Lincolnwood didn't get off the bus all that long ago.
No, they're swinging the bats hard right now. They've had a lot of good contact.
They do not look like they have the bus legs going right now as they jump on top 2-0. Here's a pitch in there at the knees downstairs. That is a difficult strike to swing away at. 0-1 as Matouche continues to work off the stretch. Yeah, pitch back against, hit back against the screen. Blaze Helton is Matouche's battery mate as usual. Zane Duff out in left field. Devin Spicer in center. Blaine Stewart in right. Here's a swing and a miss from Connor Seelbach. And he is out of there. First K of the afternoon for Matouche. That will bring in Colton Tischkow. Quick throw to first. Runner back in time. Well, Matouche does have a good move to first, doesn't he? Good throw, good move.
He's got a good move to first, and he's been throwing strikes, but like I say, the Lancers came out swinging today.
Yeah, Tischkow comes up there, close stance, a wave and a miss. So now he's in the hole. Here comes the 0-2. He'll swing away at this one, feeling it short, and a nice toss. It seemed to first, but got into the dirt a little bit. First baseman couldn't handle it. Throw to third, and a runner is there in time. So now we have some real issues.
Yeah, Sean, the throw from the shortstop beat him, but it was in the dirt, and the first baseman thought he dug it out, but it dropped right out of his glove.
So here we go as Lincolnwood continues to go through the lineup. Ruger Brown in there takes a look at ball one. Matouche on the stretch. Pitch upstairs. And it will even up. All right, now 2-0 count. As, like you said, Matouche, for the most part, has been ahead or either relatively even with the hitters. Hasn't really dug too many holes. But certainly in one here, as this pitch goes upstairs and outside, 3-0 count.
Yeah, this first batter we've seen him struggle with the count at all. There's his strike.
Catches one at the knees, 3-1. Two nothing lead for Lincolnwood. Hey, if you can cut it off at two, you're not in bad shape. Here's a chopper to third. Is it fair? Now it looks like it drifted over the line. And the count will stay at 3-1. I mean, these things happen. Makes it 3-2 full count.
Yeah, runner from first to be going. Oh.
Yeah, it makes the move to first, and looks like the old balk comes into play.
You can't fake the throw to first.
Nope. The mime thing does not work in a game of baseball, and that will send another runner home. 3-0 lead. Balk tough to take in the first.
Yeah, that one costs you a run, depending on this batter here.
There's strike three on the outside corner, and Hillsborough, Lincolnwood came to play, and they had the lumber company ready to go. Right off the bus, a 3-0 lead for the Lancers after one half inning of play. And Hillsborough's up to the plate for the first time this afternoon when we return. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. All right, it seems like I went through a lockout or something. There was not a lockout at the radio station like there was MLB. So, you know, I'm in spring training form here, but we'll try to get in a regular season form by the 4th. Well, Carl, I'll tell you, it's usually the pitching's ahead of the hitting, but, you know, I don't know if that's – at least we hear that in the major league level, but it might be a different thing in the high school game. It takes you a little bit to really you don't go to Florida. You do it in a gym, so it I think it's a different ball game at this level.
Yeah, I think you're right, Sean, and you got to remember, well, hey, even in the big leagues, what the Cardinals score in that one game, 20-some-odd runs and 15 in one inning. So spring training or your first games can be that kind of ball games.
So an impressive open by Lincolnwood, and again, they had a run outbreak. They were able to win a shortened game on the 10-run rule last time out over the weekend, so they're coming in riding high. Big win for the Toppers over Greenville. So both teams coming in feeling good. And you can sense that Lincolnwood is especially riding high. And when you try to make a name for yourself, this is a good place to do it. And Hillsborough will go to work here as Dylan Smale will lead off for the Toppers. Right-handed batter jumps on the first pitch. It will ground to second, and clearly the center field is fine-tuned. A nice little 4-3 put out there and open up.
How about that for a first pitch? Get it out? Boy, that's efficient right there.
Good confidence builder for the pitcher, too, knowing you got a good defense behind you. Now Drake Vogel will stand in there. The guy who can do anything, Drake Vogel, right-handed batter, stands in, looks at strike one, perfect location, letter high, up there on the outside corner of the strike zone. And here's a pitch outside, evens up at 1-1. He does work quickly up there on the mound, John Wolf.
Yeah, John looks like he's got quick motion and quick to the plate, too.
Pitch inside, we'll go 2-1. That I wouldn't call it Bob Gibson level, but definitely sends a message there, sends him off the plate. So here comes the 2-1. And this one, the bottom drops out, looks like a 3-1 count. The battery here is John Wolf and Colton Fishkow. And in the infield, you're looking at Nathan Brockmeyer at first, Jonah Elvridge over at second. Will Jenkins at short, and Lance Wiedekamp over at third. Here is a shot. That one is taken care of in the infield. But it looks like the runner will beat the throw.
Yeah, Will Jenkins got in front of the ball, made a good play, Sean, but then he dropped it right at his feet, and that split second that he lost cost him that out.
So one runner on as once again we go through the order. And Declan Riggs, who had that big grand slam last time out against Greenville. He jumps on the first pitch. Back behind the screen, 1-0. Left-handed batter. He can do some damage here in the third slot. Another hit out of play by Declan. Yeah, it's interesting. Timing changes for pitchers with someone on. They go to the stretch, but boy, it's considerable. When he went on the wind to the first batter, it was boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, the problem, once you get that first runner on, it does kind of change the mentality of the pitcher.
Riggs stands in there once again. Count in his favor. Could swing away here. Here's a pitch that will go inside, and the runner will advance. And correct me on that. That's 2-2. I'm going to have to adapt, too, to the glare in this part of the spring. This sounds like the old Bowler's Excuse t-shirt, but the glare is a little bit of an adjustment.
Takes a while to get used to it, I'd say that.
All right, left-handed batter in there. Here's the throw to first, runner back in time. Outfielder, left fielder Ruger Brown, center fielder Braden Whalen, and a right fielder Carson Beathard. Here's the pitch. And this one high and outside. There will be a throw to second. That one just wide of the bag. Runner will advance safely. So Hillsborough's never been shy about the running game.
Most teams aren't in high school unless you got a catcher that just can really fire it.
So back in there, this has been a dramatic at bat. Here's the delivery. This one, a can of corn. And it's fielded cleanly. So now, two outs for the Toppers, and standing in is Ketch Mills, manning the hot corner today. A little discussion and a little cleanup. And we're back to the business of baseball. Wolf returns to the rubber to face Mills. Takes a glance to second, delivers, fouled out of play to the right side. On one count. Here's Wolf. Rocks and fires. And a wave. And a miss. And just like that, finds himself in an 0-2 hole.
Well, let's see if he can get out of the little jam that he created. Or I should say the infield did.
Shot up against the screen.
You know, a lot of times that first inning seems to be an inning. Both teams have breaks and get a chance to score, and Toppers want to get that run home, too, since they gave up the three in that top of the first.
So here we go, the 0-2 count once again. Look to second, and the throw, and looks like he got a piece of it.
Yeah, right off the catcher's mask. He knows he got a piece of it.
A distinctive sound, to be sure, and there are many distinctive sounds in the game. Runner gets the lead at second. Hillsborough trying to get a tally here with a 3-0 deficit here in the bottom of the first. Big John Wolf, number 25. Back to the rubber. To the belt, pitches, and took a little something off that one, and waving a miss, and he goes down on strikes. Hillsborough was a threat, but boy, Lincolnwood got the right pitches at the right time, and boy, a good display of defense there.
Good display. He got the big strike out there, cut the Toppers off the board.
After one, your score, Lincolnwood 3, Hillsborough nothing. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. And welcome back. to the Hillsborough Sports Complex. Carl and Sean Blint bringing you all of the action here, and it's 3-0 as Lincolnwood went right to work off of the bus and strung some hits together, and were opportunistic to jump ahead in this contest and took advantage of an error along the way.
What'd they send up, Sean? Looks like 7 batters in that inning, first inning for Lincolnwood.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good run through the order, almost through the order. So we're back at it. And Matouche. Here's a ball chopped into the dirt, foul. Now we're up to the 8 hitter, Nate Brockmeyer. So 7 up, 3 runs in.
Well, Brock wouldn't take that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, give me 3 runs every inning, I'm feeling pretty good. We'll see how it goes in the second inning, though.
And everybody knows you can never take a nap with this Hillsborough club. They have a flair for the late inning dramatics. Here's a pitch upstairs, 1-1. 8-9-1 hitters here in this half of the inning for Lincolnwood. Pitch outside from Matouche. I tell you what, it's great to watch Helton back there, isn't it? He's just smooth and just in command behind the plate.
Yep, he knows how to catch the old ball, and like you say, just kind of flows right to it.
Pitch low and outside. He's just got that flair, too.
Flair is always good, especially on a catchy. Coach sees something he doesn't like there. He's already come out for a visit. You only get so many per game.
Yeah, so at conference, they're talking things over, and little time for plate maintenance. But again, just one of the nicest facilities around, a nice backdrop, and before you know it, those trees will turn green again. That's what I look forward to.
Well, that's going to help a little of the glare, too, especially when the sun gets down lower.
All right, here comes Brockmeyer back in there and looks at a called strike on the outside corner. Pretty masterful pitch there.
Right where you want it.
So Brockmeyer will get back in there. Here's the pitch. Wines fires, shot right side. Will the drop fair? No. Foul down the right field line. Carson Beathard on deck. Here's the delivery downstairs on the 3-2, and Brockmeyer will take a base.
Well, that's the first one of those we've had today, a walk, a free pass.
Less walks, the better. I mean, that's my brand of baseball. Throw strikes and swing away. So they are in business. Here's the next hitter, the ninth hitter, Carson Beathard, stands in there and swings away at a pitch down in the zone, 0-1. Right-handed batter. Pitch number 2 on the way. He'll jump on a pitch in the upper part of the zone, left field, and right down the line.
And foul ball.
Yeah, foul ball, and it looked like Duff had a hard time. Looked like that thing swirled a little bit.
It swirled? I wouldn't think the sun would have been too big an issue for him right there, but, boy, he didn't seem to field it well. I think it was a play that should be caught, you know.
So a second win there for Beathard. Gets that bat high in the air as he waits the pitch. And this one back to the screen right. Headed for you, Carl. If I was Secret Service, we would have had to put you in a safe location.
I need to be in a safe location, which we are. We have a metal fence in front of us.
It's learning how to not flinch after you've been through it enough. All right, here's Beathard now with 2 strikes. On the count, takes a look at the pitch. And 1-2 stays alive. Beathard with Brockmeyer at first. Looks at a pitch on the outside corner. Called strike. That was a gem.
And third strikeout for Gavin. You know, he's got 3 Ks in this game, but having to face too many batters and maybe throwing too many pitches there the last two batters too.
So still one on, one out for Braden Whalen. He jumps on the first pitch. This one will go, almost turned for a double play. The middle infield got a hold of it, fielded it nicely, and they get the lead runner at second, and now Whalen finds himself on first on a fielder's choice. Jonah Elveridge back in there now. Another throw to first. So we definitely see in a high school game, again, things have changed over the years. They're not afraid to go after that first pitch.
Well, yeah, isn't that true in all baseball now?
Here's Whalen swinging away at a pitch that will go out of play on the left side, I do believe. Just out of the reach. As always, you get great hustle from the Hilltoppers.
Yeah, Vogel and Mills both went after that ball, but ran out of room to the fence.
So Elveridge up there. Another right-handed batter swinging a miss. Throw to second. Will they get the runner? No.
Throw got away. I think it beat him. The throw did beat him to the bag, but it wasn't. It kind of short-hopped the infielder and went on through, but the base runner still couldn't advance any farther.
So Elveridge makes the... Whalen makes his way to second. Elveridge back in there. Here's the pitch low and away. Here's a chop foul.
It does seem like Gavin's having to throw a lot of pitches, though, doesn't it? These last two innings. Of course, the 3 runs, of course, that added a lot of pitches. But even here, he's just seemed to have to make a lot of extra pitches.
So here we go with the next delivery. And this one outside. Let's see if my anti-glare efforts are working. Full count, or are we still looking at 2-2? 2-2. All right, here's a foul back to the screen. Still 2-2. I swear I'm worse than Grandma going off to Florida. I'm going to have like those 4-foot thick sunglasses or something. I'm a mess. Here we go, 2-2 outside pitch. And the count goes full to 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way from the stretch. Gavin Matouche. And a swing and a miss. Nice little change of speeds there. Gets the big strikeout. They shut down the Lancers and send us to the bottom of the inning. So what a lift to leave a Lancer runner stranded out there.
Yeah, we'd like to see Gavin get back in the groove. He was pitching much better in this inning and probably just had to make a lot more pitches than you think he would have, just simply because foul balls and extra batter where they didn't make a play for him. And he seems like he's selling in, though.
There you have it. We're coming up on the bottom of the second. Hillsboro back to work as they try to chip away at a 3-run deficit. Back after this, you're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Back to action here at the Hillsboro Sports Complex, and Once again, the Toppers try to chew into the lead as we have Blaze Helton standing in there. And Helton, always an imposing figure.
No doubt about it. Like you say, he's got a little flair. I think he has a little flair at bat, too, sometimes.
Here's a wave and catches a chunk of it into the dirt. And it looks like he is down on the count right now. Right-handed batter. Pitch on the way from Wolf inside. He got a pretty nice eye, too.
Well, that was a good-looking pitch, but it had a nice break right near the edge of the corner.
And we'll reset. Working quickly is Wolf. A wave and a miss. And Blaze Helton is out of there. One down here. And the bottom of the second inning, 3-0 deficit for Hillsborough. And standing in the pitcher, Gavin Matouche again. Takes a look at a pitch, I believe, downstairs. Matouche getting the support of Congressman Rodney Davis for one of the service academies. Looks at a pitch and at the knees in there for a called strike, 1-1. Left-handed batter. Oh, it looks, oh, that was a deadly pitch. Just catching the outside corner.
And that was that pitch they just didn't get called before. He's got a nice break to it, and it breaks right on the outside corner.
So 1-2, let's see what Matouche does in the hole. Wave and a miss, back-to-back K's. Wolf really getting into a groove here.
Well, he didn't look too bad in his first inning, but boy, is he looking sharp here in the second. His breaking ball is really breaking outstanding.
So he takes care of a couple of tough spots in the lineup, 5 and 6. Now we get down to Devin Spicer. Spicer jumps on the first pitch, fouled down to third baseline. Hillsborough hoping he is lucky number 7 here, the 7th hitter. Number 7 on the uniform. 0-1 count, the pitch. Wolf catches the outside corner. Man, he is locked in.
He really is. And remember, he got a first out with one pitch. I think that's a good omen for a pitcher.
And here we go, 0-2 on the way. This one shot down right field side. Should play. And he's quickly out of the inning. 1-2-3. Two innings of play complete. Lincolnwood on top. 3-0. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. All right, here we are heading to the top of the third. And Lincolnwood on top. And Gavin Matouche surrendering 3 runs in the top of the first. An error at first certainly factoring in there, but you know, and again, you never see him sweat.
No, he's a competitor, no doubt. But remember that balk ended up costing him because after the balk and the run came in to score, he struck the batter out on the next pitch. So that was just a little extra run that probably nailing, you know, gnawing at him, thinking if I don't balk there, that run doesn't score.
So we're back to the top here. Here's a pitch that goes just a little awry. Will Jenkins up there, the shortstop, looks at a called strike. Count evens up at 1-1. Looks at strike 2. Yeah, control is really not an issue for either pitcher.
No, and like I say, Gavin, he struck out 4 batters, so you know he's got some good stuff.
1-2 offering on the way as he works from the full wind. And this pitch goes upstairs and away, and again, big Blaze Helton, no problem hauling it in.
No problem there. And yeah, Gavin, 4 strikeouts, only 1 walk in this ballgame. It's good in the high school game.
Here's the pitch on the outside corner. Good for a called strike. And, boy, we have had a number of called strikeouts today.
We have indeed. Both pitchers have really nailed the outside or inside corners with pitches, and the batters just can't pull the trigger.
So Will Jenkins goes down on strikes. Now Lance Wiedekamp singled his last time up. Left-handed batter gets a piece of it back to the screen. And again, shaking off the baseball rust. Hopefully, I'm in early season form by about the fourth inning. But I'm not making any promises. Seventh inning, you got it. If there is one. Here's a pitch outside. That's never a guarantee. But it won't be because of the lack of lights. Like the other night. So a 1-1 count. Here's a pitch downstairs and inside. For Wiedekamp. Back at it. Here's a pitch from Matush. This one sails. And a nice grab there. Not of consequence, but still. Always impressive to see the athletic ability of Helton. Just to snatch a ball like a tight end, like Dwight Clark making a catch to beat the Cowboys. Here's a pitch. Wave and a miss, if I saw that correctly. You know, there's paranoia and there's glarenoia. Here we go. Here's a. That'll bring up a 3-2 count and a pitch upstairs, and that will send the runner over to first base. Way to camp, first runner of the inning, Connor Seelbach, struck out his last time up. He swings away at pitch number one and comes up empty 0-1. Number 16 as Lincolnwood is here with their black uniforms with orange lettering, orange side highlights, orange numerals. Here's a pitch back to the screen, it's back beyond the screen in fact. You know, keeps the fan involvement there.
You better keep on your toes. Hey, there's a lot of foul balls that'll come over that screen.
So Matush trying to zip through the inning here, working off the stretch once again with the runner at first. And takes something off. And a pitch in there for a called strike. The runner will take second with no objections.
Strikeout number six for Gavin.
Not bad, not bad at all. And that will bring in Tishkow, who reached on an error last time up. First pitch low and outside.
Yeah, the runner stole on a nice slow breaking ball. That's the perfect time to be going.
Helton Wisely did not make a throw, didn't contest the stolen base. Here's a wave and a miss. Yeah, Matush does change speeds, moves around the corners, and, you know, the formula for success and keeping a team in this contest at 3-0 right now. Here's a pitch upstairs. Not exactly an epidemic, but on occasion the ball's gotten away from him a little bit upstairs.
Yeah, no doubt Gavin's probably thrown a lot more pitches. But when he gets in a groove, it seems like he can really carve up a batter. Outside on that pitch again, a little too much. You know, sometimes it's like he's wasted a pitch where there's no way he's going to get a batter to swing at.
So reaches for something extra. And we'll try to keep the runner at second. The runner takes a big lead. This ball fouled toward the concession stand. Maybe knock a few hot dogs out of somebody's hand and we'll get a... We'll see if the five-second rule comes into play. So, runner will jump on the next, or the hitter will jump on the next pitch, hit it sharply to center field, and extra bases will send another runner home. He's digging in for third, and he'll make it. Big head-first slide. for Colton Tishkow, and he murdered that a nice little line drive into center field.
That ball shot right at the center fielder, and I think that made it a little difficult play, obviously. He turned, started running back, but could not get to it. It went to the wall.
So, a little conference for the moment. Big RBI triple for Tishkow. That sends Wiedekamp home, and we have a 4-0 lead and a change on the mound. See who emerges from the pile. Certainly not a, like you said, you know, it's a long season. The pitch count was getting up there. And they make the change. But, you know, at this point, they've just been opportune hitters out there. They've just taken advantage of opportunities, and I don't think you could really find great fault with Gavin Batusher this afternoon.
No, I just don't think he really stayed in a groove. He got in a groove for a while and mowed down a couple batters, strike them out, and then he just kind of seemed to waver from his control off and on most of this game. 18.
So we'll talk about the pitching change here in moments, but... Yeah, it is an interesting afternoon. Not the easiest time to play defense. Looking at the current conditions. Northwest wind at 9 miles an hour. Certainly you can see worse this time of year, but just a little more difficult. You mix a little glare. A little northwest wind at 9 miles an hour, and that can be a handful. Ruger Brown back up there, the left fielder, struck out his last time up.
How about that for a change?
And we now know the identity of our next pitcher.
Yeah, it's Nathan Matouche. Don't have to change the last name at all. No.
Yeah. Yeah, just scratch the name and the first name, and you're halfway there. So the first pitch... is ball one to Ruger. And, boy, Matouche goes right to work. Here's a ball fouled back to the screen as the heat picks up a little bit on that fastball. And he goes right to work. Not exactly the wallflower showing up at the dance.
Yeah, well, when you come in from the bullpen, the first thing you want to do is try and throw some strikes quick.
Looking for more. Pitch outside.
That's another big runner, though. Run at third base with two outs.
Here's a swing and a shot to shallow right. Taken actually by the first baseman as he will actually retreat. And Hillsborough's out of the inning. One run, though, for the Lincolnwood Lancers. And now the Hillsborough Hilltoppers have a bigger hill to climb. Down by four, bottom of the third coming up. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Here we are at the Hillsborough Sports Complex. Sean Belint joining you, Carl, and we've seen a pretty good afternoon of baseball here. 4-0 is the score. It doesn't sound like a great game, but I think it's been a pretty enjoyable game of baseball. And, of course, the Hillsborough fans are like a little different number up there.
Well, no doubt about that. And let's face it, there's a lot of baseball to play, and four runs can evaporate very quickly in this game.
And Blaine Stewart will try to start that evaporation process. He stands in there, the number 8 hitter, making his first plate appearance here today. Looks at a pitch outside, 1-0. Stewart, the right fielder of record here this afternoon. He's made some nice plays on defense. Looks at a pitch down and away, 2-0.
Yep, made some good plays. And I was going to say also, John Wolf has been in a groove most of this game. We'll see if it continues this inning.
And it looks like there's a little stutter in that groove. Pitch down and inside this time, 3-0. Now showing bunt, pulling back. Pitch in there at the knees for a called strike to Stewart. Three-one offering on the way from Wolf. Working from the full wind, wave and a miss. Payoff pitch, and again, Wolf hasn't faced much adversity, but done well when he's been in spots of adversity, if you will.
He has indeed, with three strikeouts. He has not walked a batter yet.
Payoff pitch on the way. This one chopped. This will go to the second baseman. 4-3 put out. And Lincoln, what is, boy, they've been outstanding on defense. No highlight reel plays, but they've taken care of the basics.
And really, isn't that all it comes down to? If you make the basic plays, you're going to get your team out of trouble most of the time.
All right, we're going to the number nine hitter here for the Toppers. And filling that role, the right-handed batter, Zane Duff. Duff looks at a pitch downstairs that goes between the wickets of catcher Colton Tischkow. That was a tricky little pitch there, 1-0. This one in, a wave and a miss. And we'll even up at 1-1. Duff trying to start a Hillsboro rally from the bottom. 1-1 offering. This one chopped to the third baseman. He hustles in to get it, throws it to first in the dirt, and no dice. The ball gets away, and the runner is headed off to second. So Lance Wiedekamp trying to get the ball over there to first, but just out of the reach of Brockmeyer, and now Hillsboro with a runner in scoring position. Now back to the top of the order with Small. Oh, that's a tough pitch. Outside corner. Low outside corner. 0-1. Can't fault Small in that one.
No, you don't want to swing at that, but it's still a pitcher's pitch there.
Wolf from the stretch. Looks to second. To the mound. Outside, gets away. The runner should advance to third. A break there, a rare mistake from Wolf.
Rare mistake for Wolf, and Lancers look like they might be giving up that first run at this way, and it's going to come off a big error to start the inning.
So, Dylan Smale, forgive me. Back in the plate, and a pitch. Boy, a tough one. Wave and a miss. Boy, that was vicious.
He's been able to, seems to pump it up when he needs to. A little extra on the fastball.
A little bit in reserve there in the tank, as he really brought a nice heater there. Here's a key pitch here. Here's a shot beyond the reach of the second baseman, and flies it out to right center field for a double. A run will score. He's in there safely with a dirty pair of pants. And Mom will be glad to do the laundry. I'm not making any assumptions. I'm just going off of the commercials, right?
There you go. Well, there's no doubt about that one. That split the right fielder and center fielder, went pretty much to the wall. And, yeah, clean RBI.
And that will bring in Vogel. Runner will get his lead at second. Off the stretch, Wolf low and away.
What do you think if the Toppers get this run in, Sean? That lead just got cut in half with just like that in one inning.
You just stay the course and keep at it, and good things will happen. Wolf looks to second. And he'll throw to second. And a runner back in time. 4-1 your score, bottom of the third. Hillsborough threatening with a runner in scoring position, and Vogel standing in there. Wolf's delivery on the way. Here's a shot to the second fielder, a mile high, and fielded cleanly there. The runner won't advance. Tough break there for Drake.
Big pop-up, though, for the pitcher, John Wolf, as the runner does not get to even move to third base.
So Declan Riggs fly to center last time up. Left-handed batter. He could do some damage here. He'll hop on the first pitch. Mean chopper. Wow. And that one fielded. That was no easy task. Nice play on D there by the moundsman.
Got to have those plays, and that was a key play. Well, they cut in the lead, though. It's 4-1 now.
4-1, and yeah, with the runner in scoring position with one down, Lincolnwood doing a good job containing the rally there. Back with the top of inning number four when we return. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. All right, want to thank Jennifer back at Mission Control. Manning all of the switches as we have seen an entertaining ball game here. A lot of orange and a lot of black in the stands and on the field. A good crowd has turned out through the spring breezes here.
Yeah, well, it's not the most comfortable game we'll be at this year, but it's, boy, it's the best one I've been at. The first one me and Tim did, it was 38 degrees.
Again, I had frostbite just listening to you guys. All right, here's the pitch outside and low. But no, they'll say no, I actually did catch the corner. Well, so that is an 0-1 count. So it will indeed be in at the knees. And another one in that knee territory, 0-2. So pitching change already here today. Left-hander. Wave and a miss. And that will send Brockmeyer. That'll send Brockmeyer back to the dugout. Quick strikeout, and Beathard stands in. Swing and a miss. Well, he has definitely set the tone since coming in, Nathan Matouche.
Yeah, Nathan's come in, throw mainly strikes, and he works fast too.
Well, here's a pitch, just a nice floater taking something off, and a swing and a miss upstairs. 0-2, and Nathan making an impact here. 0-2 offering on the way. Swing and a miss, and boom, boom, KK.
How about that? A second for Nathan and eight overall for the Hilltoppers in this game. And, well, Matouche did strike them all out. One first six were Gavin, the last two, Nathan.
Now we're back to the top of the order with two down. And Braden Whalen reached on the fielder's choice last time. Wow, he's just up there pumping swing. And a miss, a wave and a miss, and 0-1 as to say Nathan's ahead of the hitters is an understatement. Just up there pumping. Here's a shot that will go over to the concession stand vicinity and a little bit beyond. 0-2. Boy, he is threatening to make this one very short inning.
Very short, maybe get strikeout all three.
Going for the 1-2-3 punch here. Upstairs, floats it up and away. Just close enough to tempt. 1-2, wave and a miss. Wicked pitch on the outside edge. And he is in a groove. We're off to the bottom of the fourth, 4-1. Your score, Lincolnwood leading Hillsborough here at the Hillsborough Sports Complex. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, I would say impressive really isn't a sufficient word to talk about the effort of one Nathan Matouche. He It's still a 4-1 ball game. It's hard to say that he's turned it upside down, but he certainly changed the feel of this ball game.
Oh, momentum. The Toppers did get that run. Then he comes and shuts the Lancers down. 1-2-3 and all strikeouts. You got to think that gives the Toppers a little momentum going.
Here's a jump on the first pitch. And this one gets to be a tricky little hop for the second baseman. But they aren't able to get the ball to first in time as a second baseman. It just looked like that bounce went about half as strong as you'd expect.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did you say? Did you see the bounce? Was it a, what do you call it, a hit because of a bad bounce, or do you call an error on that play? That's a tough one.
That's almost like a defective baseball from the factory. I mean, I know it's not, but that's the way it looked.
Yeah, it had a spin to it, too. So I'm thinking it might have hit the lip of the grass and then took a turn.
It's almost like a bowling ball made deliberately for the hook.
Yeah, it had a little angle on its own.
So the runner's on. And moving down the order now. Here comes the pitch. Pitch in there for called strike. Blaze Helton standing in. Throw to first is not in time to nab out the runner. From the stretch to Helton. Helton jumps on the pitch. And this one will go through the middle infield. And it looks like we have the old pitcher's best friend, the DP, the double play, as this middle infield is really, really in sync.
Came up with a big play there. Will Jenkins, the shortstop, he couldn't ask for it better. It one hopped right to him on the base. And then he threw to first and got him by plenty.
So 6-4-3 if you're scoring at home. Pitch downstairs to the next batter up. Pitch upstairs this time. Pitch downstairs. Nathan Matouche came into this contest in relief. Pitch outside. He got ahead of the count, and he'll take a base. That will bring Devin Spicer back up.
Yeah, so Nathan just replaced. I wasn't sure until he got up to bat that he replaced Gavin in the lineup.
Well, yeah, we apologize. Had a little bit of a pause there as we assess the situation. But Nathan Matouche, with a good eye there, will advance to first, and then we'll bring in, with the pitcher, we'll bring in the courtesy runner.
Yeah, courtesy runner. Don't see his number.
That's always what the JV squad's good for. So, Spicer stands in. Got that big closed stance. And that back foot ready to strike like a angry rattlesnake. Cameron Hockey in there is the courtesy runner. Sound like me, Carl's prepared. He's got layers and layers of backup systems ready to go. Files the whole bit. Here's the throw to first. Gets away from the first baseman. And the wheels are greased. He runs to runner, heads off to second. So Hockey gets his workout.
Well, if you come in as a pitch runner, you want to do something. He does. He gets to second base, gets in scoring position.
There's the pride of a dirty jersey when you head home. It's a beautiful thing. So now runner in scoring position. And Spicer with a chance to make things happen here as we're in the lower third of the batting order. Takes a look at a pitch upstairs. Wolf looks to second. And throw outside. He's been reaching for a little extra, and it's coming to cost. I mean, certainly, I don't think he's struggling, but not as dominant as he was from the get-go.
Well, and you know there's always a point in a game that a pitcher just loses his focus point and his release point on the throws.
Here comes the delivery. This one chopped to the third baseman, and the third baseman thinks throw, but will instead go for the tag. And boy, that's a huge play. Makes the tag to take out the lead runner with two down. What more can you say? The third baseman coming through huge there for Lincolnwood.
Yeah, he's seen the runner coming and started to throw. Said, well, here's a free out. I got him, so he took the tag.
Alert play, 4-1 is your score. We're headed to the top of the fifth. Lincolnwood leading Hillsboro. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Welcome back to the Hillsboro Sports Complex. As Hillsboro really was looking to do some damage, but an alert play on defense, a big game changer there. So here we go as the number two hitter standing in there, and that's Jonah Elvidge. Right, here's a swing and a miss, 0-1. I'd like to thank Katie Wilson in my writing. I apparently put a mysterious R that has never been in the family. So Jonah Elvidge up there will probably have a word with me after the game. Swing and gets a piece of it back to the screen. 0-2. I'll tell you, Nathan has been phenomenal since coming in relief.
How about, yeah, last inning, three batters, three strikeouts.
Has accelerated the pace of this game to be sure. Here is a chop to second, fielded cleanly there, and a Smale over to Riggs, 4-3.
I thought Dylan was in a little panic there, wondering if I should charge this or wait for that hop. And he made the good play, though.
So the middle infielders on both sides, I think, have been outstanding today. Will Jenkins back up there. And looks at a pitch on the outside corner for a called strike. I tell you, Nathan spent so much time in the strike zone, he's going to pay property tax there. 0-1 offering. This one hitting the foul territory. Looks like it will go out of play. Well out of play. Keeping the concession stand people alert. 0-2 count. And the chill is picking up here a little bit.
I blame you. You didn't want to glare, and now there's no sun hardly.
Well, and you, fortunately for me, I didn't bring my jacket. I left it in the car, but I have some insulation. And I built it up over the years, unfortunately. 0-2. Here it is inside and low, 1-2. Yeah, just a good, crisp baseball game. You know, this is one of the things I love about the high school game. You don't get these at the big league ballparks.
Well, I was going to say, for high school and this being, what, the sixth game for the Hilltoppers, I'm sure Lincolnwood hasn't played many more. They're playing pretty good baseball.
Right-handed batter back in there. Pitch in low territory, and the count moves to 2-2. for Jenkins, who did a nice job setting up that double play last time out. Looks at a pitch on the outside corner on the 2-2, and he is sent back to the dugout.
You really got to be impressed with Nathan, don't you? He came in with a runner in second, two outs, didn't let that runner score, so that's the first job of a relief pitcher is don't let the inherited runner score. And now he's just mowed down the Lancers here in the last couple of innings.
Yeah, I will say this about the Matushas. They need more brothers.
That's what you need sometimes, lots of them.
Something in the DNA, I'd want them in my lineup. Here's a pitch about as inside as it comes. As it will go off the jersey, not exactly a, you know, those are the perfect ones. You know, you get the hit by pitch, but you're no worse for the wear.
Yeah, you'll take that uniform hit any time.
Hey, you hit my letters. That's a beautiful thing if you're on the Lincolnwood side of things. So that will send Jenkins, that will send Wiedekamp, I should say, over to first. And Connor Seelbach is back in there. Takes a look at strike one. Here's a pitch right up the heart of the plate and swinging a miss again, and it's 0-2 as Nathan has this nasty habit of getting ahead of the hitters.
He's been doing it since he's come in, hasn't he, Sean?
And I say nasty from the Lincolnwood perspective, and you're into groans. Here's the 0-2. Here's a shot that will go well out of play. As the big league announcers say back here. A runner gets a lead at first. 0-2, and they'll throw to first, keep him honest. No attempt at a swipe tag. He gets back in time with no problem. Nathan just doesn't seem to lose much off the stretch. Another throw to first. That one, if my eyes didn't deceive me, it looked like it went in the dirt. That makes you a little leery of going to the well too often. Here's that 0-2 delivery. Another one back to the screen. This is a, it may be an 0-2 count, but it is a duel indeed.
Well, big runner at first. If you get a hold of one, you can make this a one-run ball game. You know that.
Nathan's delivery on the way. Wave and a miss. Another K. What a performance from Nathan Matush. He is on fire, and he sends the Lancers packing. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth as the pace of this game. Boy, it's gotten into the passing lane a little bit there. 4-1 the score, and Hillsborough just trying to get the tallies to tie this contest up. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, Carl, the Hillsborough offense has come to life, but not big results to show for it. They picked up a little energy inning by inning, but you know, Lincolnwood makes the big defensive plays or the big pitches, and certainly the tag out of third was huge.
Tag out of third, and remember in that inning, Sean, they started with a double play, so there was two outs. So good defense by this Lancer team, and John Wolf has just shown good control all game. He's got three Ks and just one walk in the ballgame.
So Hillsborough back to business, and the number 8 hitter, Blaine Stewart. Looks at a pitch on the outside corner, 0-1. Hitting to a 4-3 put out, his last opportunity. And this one is a chop to the pitcher, and boy, you talk about an impressive fielder on the mound, that's Wolf.
Wait, made a good fielding play, had plenty of time and maybe too much because I think he almost shot put it over the first baseman and it just barely got to him.
That is an art, and maybe it's just muscle memory. Maybe you're born with it, but he gets around whether he's off the stretch or the full wind and he's ready to field the ball. He's made a couple of big plays here today. So here's a pitch.
Strike one in the corner.
Strike one catching the corner. And the number nine hitter, Zane Duff. And looks like that's a called strike, 0-2. 0-2 from Wolf. Oh, that's a tough one there. That one was called on the outside corner. I thought that dipped a little low, but, hey, the umpire was on top of it. May have just sunk.
Well, it had a lot of break, I'll put it that way for sure. But, yeah, it's hard to say where exactly. It ended up outside, but it might have crossed the plate at the beginning before.
Wolf may be saving his best for last. Here we go. Quickly, two down in the inning. Here's a swing and a miss. As we're back to the top of the order with Smale. Smale with that monster double last time up. And another pitch on the outside corner. They are calling strikes this afternoon. 0-2 on the way, and hit a sky-high shot that will go to the second baseman. Boy, you made it interesting for a moment. I thought he lost it in the sun, but he hauls it in, and that's kind of a dispiriting half inning there for Hillsborough.
Big inning for John Wolf, though, because he's getting in, you know, he's pitched this whole game, so the pitch count's very important, so that was important. And the play there, I think you got to look down on the field. It does kind of slant down, so you're running backwards. You can trip pretty easily.
Scoreboard for a minute said inning number six. It had flipped early, but we've actually played five completes, and now we're headed to the top of the sixth, the 4-1 lead for the Lincolnwood Lancers. Back with the top of the sixth, you're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Well, we are back at the Hillsborough Sports Complex, and standing in there is Tishkow. Tripled his last time up. Looks at strike number one, and he is not a bystander this time. Swings away, and strike number two as he takes a nab at a pitch on the outside corner. 0-2 delivery on the way. This one low and inside, 1-2. Colton looking to add some insurance here. Pitch upstairs and outside. 2-2. Seems rare to even get an even count with Nathan up there. That's what you have right now. 2-2 offering. This one goes outside, 3-2. And at this point, it just seems like Nathan's being careful with this this batter. And then number six hitter. Here's a wave and a miss. Again, boy, he just changes his speeds beautifully.
How about a sixth strikeout, 12th overall for the Hilltoppers in this ballgame?
Well, when you face a guy like that, your bats are in better condition when you leave. He doesn't always give you an honest swing at the baseball. So Tishkow's out of there. Ruger Brown looks at the first pitch, catches the inside corner. That was another wicked one. And looks like that wind's picked up, but it's a little harder out there. Here's a shot to the pitcher. Nathan Matouche comes up with it. Struggled at first, but recovers nicely, and quickly two down.
I tell you, it's been a well-pitched ball game from both sides, obviously, but Nathan's really looked awfully sharp. I think that's only the third out recorded that while he's been in pitching. It wasn't a strikeout. I think he's got nine outs, and six of them are K's.
Absolutely phenomenal. So that will bring in Nate Brockmeyer. Brockmeyer swings away, strike one. As usually, the game slows down at this juncture, but it's going the other way. Speeding up. Pitch on the inside corner, and, you know, like I heard Mike Shannon for years say, just call strikes. Well, that's what you have now. And again, they're not really being real loose about the strike zone either, mind you. but they're calling strikes, and this is my kind of baseball.
Oh, absolutely. It's kind of like fast pace, quick pitching, hard hitting.
Yeah, just like that. Shot right up the box, out of the reach of the second baseman. And Brockmeyer will reach with a sharp single. And number nine hitter, Carson Beathard. That pitch on the inside corner in the knee territory, they are getting that pitch. And, boy, if that's your pitch, it's a good afternoon for you.
Well, right. They're inside and outside, though. Both have been using both sides of the plates very well. That really keeps the hitters out of whack.
Yeah, another one there on the outside corner. Quickly 0-2. A called strike at that. 0-2 on the way, and boy, that was like going on a treasure hunt, and your treasure finder's low on batteries. A swing and a miss, and I'll tell you what, if this was like one of those ball games with the young people with the K signs, their arms would be tired. We have played 5.5. We are headed to the bottom of the sixth. Hillsboro trying to wipe out, or at least reduce, a 3-run deficit. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. All right, we are back. Bottom of the sixth, Drake Vogel leading things off. Number two hitter. Boy, another pinch that just sinks into the zone. 0-1 to your count. John Wolf, quite an outing. Here's another pitch. Boy, that's a really wicked one.
Yeah, he's got good break, and he's putting it right on the corners. He's been doing it all game long.
Hey, like, if you're afraid of an elevator, and you go on that elevator, and it goes, like, 7 or 8 floors real quick downward, and you freak out, that's kind of like what his pitch is.
Yeah, it has that low, quick drop.
So an 0-2 count, and oh, a quick punch out, 0-3. That means a K on the old scorecard. And again, just right there, working that lower half hard.
He's working it hard, and, well, he only has, what does he need? He needs 5 more outs, and he's got to win.
So Vogel goes down on strikes. Here comes Declan Riggs, the hero over the weekend. Pitch low and inside. 1-0. And there's a floater away. That was almost like the free spot on a bingo card.
Yeah, that's one of his few that just got totally away.
Here's a shot to center. This one's carrying a little bit. And looks like a nice piece of hitting. And Riggs, you know, has a flair for getting to big hits in the late innings. And puts Hillsboro in business. I had a hard time reading it. It was screened. I saw it was going deep to center, and it looks like it got out of the reach of the outfielder.
Well, it got over the outfielder's head, and of course, you hit in that 400 part of the park. It's hard to get it over that fence, but he got it to it.
So a stand-up double. For Declan Riggs. Catch Mills now. Looking to get a rally going here. Pitch in there for a called strike. Declan Riggs with a bomb. In scoring position right now. Pitch outside. And Mills did a good job to hold off. It looked like he was ready to swing away.
Yeah, I was wondering if he might have swung a little too far, but apparently not.
So just enough restraint to get the ball call there. And Wolf with the pitch and another... Boy, the master of the sink. But that one sunk a little too much, just out of the zone. 2-0, I believe. Here we go. Here is a ball foul. And that one, Tishkow just couldn't quite spot it on radar. Fouled back in play, but he'll stay alive. Kitch Mills. Trying to move the runner forward. Umpire calls time. Grant's time, and Kitch Mills returns. Steps out of the box, gets back to it. Back in the office. Glance to second, and Wolf brings it plateward outside and low. Doing a fine job working the count here, Mills. 2-2, I believe. Wolf from the stretch to the belt. And brings it plateward inside. And this one, well, once again, I think it's another one of those hit by pitch you'll take, because it's the one that doesn't leave a mark.
Well, it's big time now, isn't it? You got your bottom of the sixth and two runners on, and the toppers trail by three. It's the tying run up to the plate.
So here we go. This is a key moment in this one. Here's Helton standing in there. He jumps on the first pitch. It goes out of play. Helton in into a 6-4-3 last time up. Would like to have a different result this time around. Looking at an 0-1 count. Runners take their leads. The pitch inside low, just off the corner. And the count leaving at one. One offering coming from Wolf. This one is going to go down the left field line. And the left fielder can't come up with it. The left fielder can't come up with it. Lost track of it, and maybe a little bit of sun, a little bit of wind. But it drops, and suddenly, Hillsborough's in business. Sacks are jammed.
Big business time now. Sacks are jammed. You know, you got John Wolf. He's pitched this whole game, Sean. That pitch counts are getting up there, and those breaking balls don't break quite as good as the more pitches you throw.
So, a conference, and again, we don't keep the pitch count over here, but you always worry about that. And I think we may... maybe a conference, maybe more, and it looks like it is. Just a conference at this point. Doesn't look like Wolf's going to turn the ball over, from what I can tell. Yeah, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. He is, he's been outstanding here today. Wolf in a big spot here with the left-handed batter Matouche coming in. Swing and a miss. The left-hander swinging away, trying to send some guys home on that first pitch. You know, what an outstanding job he's done holding this Lincolnwood Lancer offense in check since entering the ballgame. Looks at the pitch outside. Kauna evens up at 1-1.
And remember, Nathan took the only walk in this ballgame, his first at bat.
And he goes up there pumping. He can't get a piece of that one. 1-2. I almost think Wolf likes a challenge.
Can't deny that. He's come back when he's gotten in trouble before.
likes the pressure situation apparently, and a wave and a miss. Once again going outside, and Batoosh in the hole offers and swings away and heads back to the dugout with a strikeout.
Big out there, too, because if you just put the ball in play, a good chance you're going to get a run home.
So that will bring in Devin Spicer. Spicer looks at a pitch on the outside corner. In there for a called strike. Two down, bases loaded here. Huge moment here for the Toppers. Here's a swing and a ball out of play, 0-2. So if you're Hillsborough, the thought of having bases loaded, one out, this would be a tough pill to swallow. You want to at least get one.
Yeah, you want more than that, but you do want to get a run home and not waste this opportunity.
Four outs left in this one, and shorten up that swing. Just try to put the ball in play and hope for the best. Here's a pitch, sails over his head. That's a start.
That was his run. If you take that, Sean, guess what? You get an RBI. He didn't want that headshot, though, did he?
You pay good money for that helmet. Here's a shot to the screen. Again, you never know how to dress this time of year. We see people, they look like they're dressed up for a football game, and others like to dress for a game in May, and they're feeling the chill a little bit, but they're not letting that affect their enthusiasm on the Hillsborough side. Pitch inside, and I mean barely inside by a whisker.
Yeah, pitch he's been getting quite a bit. Just missed that time.
2-2 now. Here's a shot. This will go to shallow right field. If they can haul it down, looks like. I thought for a minute we were looking at a near collision, but second baseman haul that one in.
Second baseman
doing a great job out there, and that is Jonah Elvidge. Elvidge making a nice play, and again calling the shot, saying it's mine, makes the catch. And a heartbreaker for the Hilltoppers.
Well, a huge out, obviously, for the Lancers, because that could have been a disastrous inning. Turns out they pull it off and get through it, and we'll just see if he's got enough gas in the tank for that final inning. That's the final three outs are the hardest.
All right, one inning to go, barring extras. 4-1 your score. Lincolnwood leading Hillsborough. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. All right, and we are in the seventh inning. The tough note for Hillsborough, they are going to face the top half of the order, the top of the order, the 1-2-3 hitters for the Lincolnwood Lancers, starting with Braden Whalen. Here's the pitch. This one fouled over by the concession stand. Rain Whalen with Jonah Elvidge on deck. Will Jenkins after that. Here's another pitch. Hit out of play. And Whalen not shy at his office there. He's right there on top of the dish.
That's the aggressive way to play, no doubt about it. That way you can reach the outside pitch for sure.
So an 0-2 count on a blustery Monday for the moment. Whalen calls for time. We'll step out of the box and take a couple of swings to get ready for pitch number three. From Nathan Matouche, the left-hander, brings it. This one upstairs. Not much mystery there.
Yeah,
Here comes the 1-2. And a wave and a miss. And one down for Lincolnwood. I'm telling you, it's hard to keep up with the K's here today.
Wow, is that amazing. 14 total strikeouts, 8 of them by Nathan.
Now Jonah Elvidge. And the concession stand area has certainly been busy. You don't want to get too engrossed in your food if you're standing by the concession stand.
Got to keep an eye to the sky, that's for sure.
0-1 count. Here's a pitch outside, 1-1. The 1-1 delivery and swings at a pitch in the lower half. Misses, 1-2. One-two offering. It goes after a pitch upstairs. That should play for third baseman Ketch Mills. He hauls it in. And just like that, we have two outs. And Will Jenkins will try to start the bid for an insurance policy here. Sun back behind the clouds again. Pitch upstairs and just outside of the zone. 1-0 as we see Jenkins back in there, the number 3 hitter. Wave and a miss as once again, Batouche takes a little something off. 1-1. Nathan might get behind here and there, but he doesn't get very behind.
No, he's been pretty darn consistent since he's come in this ballgame.
Pitch downstairs. As Will Jenkins works the count. Pitch outside. Yeah, you never know what's by design and what isn't, but it seems like he is not taking any extra chances with Will Jenkins. Here's a pitch catching the outside corner. Boy, it's just fun to watch when, both of these pitchers, when their backs are against the wall.
Yeah, both Wolf and Matujak. I've really hit that corner. I mean, on a consistent basis all game long.
Big pitch here. And here's a shot to right. Shallow right, and that will drop for a single. Just out of the reach of the second baseman. And the right fielder charging in. And Jenkins will get on the base paths. Lance Wiedekamp will try to take advantage of that. Top of the seventh. Lincolnwood leading 4-1. They scored 3 runs back in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Gets away in the dirt to Wiedekamp. 1-0. Offering, and this one goes outside, 2-0. For the moment, Nathan not quite as pinpoint as he has been the majority of the game.
You know, like I say, both pitchers have had to fight through a little diversity where they didn't have their perfect control for our few pitches, but they've really done a great job.
Here's a swing and back to the cage. 2-1. Hillsborough will have the 8, 9, and 1 hitters in the bottom of the seventh. Here's a shot. Should play for the second baseman. And it's hauled in. So, 3 to go. Rally caps are in full effect as Hillsborough will try to wipe out a 3-run deficit and extend this game here at the Hillsborough Sports Complex. 4-1, your score. Lincoln Wood on top. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. All right, we're back at Hillsborough Sports Complex, and the number 8 hitter, Blaine Stewart, trying to start a rally. He stands in, jumps on the first pitch, out of the reach of Wolf, and that one will get out into the outfield, and one pitch, one hit, and Mr. Stewart has the toppers in business.
That's what you want, get the first couple being on, and then you got, well, tying run will come to the plate.
So that brings up Zane Duff.
Hillsborough's kind of famous for this when you think about it. Late inning comebacks.
Just what they do, especially at home. And jumping on the first pitch is Duff, and this one will go back to the land of the hot dogs and soft drinks. Oh, one count as Wolf tries to lock in the W, throw to first. Runner back in time. Yeah, oh, looks like all of the diamonds occupied here on a Monday as everyone's playing catch-up after a wet couple of weeks. Here's a wave and a miss, and a throw to first. Gets away from the first baseman, and advancing to second is Stewart. Brockmeyer couldn't pull it in as catcher Tishkow reaching back for something a little extra. So now Hillsborough with a runner in scoring position, but they need that and then some. Here's a pitch, another one upstairs to Duff. As he's doing a great job to stay alive.
Yeah, they came up battling for this last chance.
So Duff, an 0-2 count. Wolf from the stretch, the right-hander fires. This one outside, gets in the dirt, and just enough for an ambitious run to third base. And that was a risky one, but you know what? You're down by 3. I say roll the dice. And he digs in, and Stewart, pretty good set of wheels, makes it to third.
That's one that you have to make, or you're in a lot of trouble when you're not the tying run by no means. You got to stay from being an out.
Here's the 1-2. This one shot. And this one will go for a hit. And drives home a run. Big hit there by Duff. Down in an 0-2 hole, then a 1-2 hole. And gets the runner across, gets on himself, and suddenly the toppers have hope.
Well, that's the bottom part of the order for the toppers, coming up with back-to-back hits. Now a run's already in, and now you're looking at potential tying run at the bat.
Smail shows what he's made of up here today. He had a double earlier, and he looks at a pitch upstairs for ball one. Here's a throw to first. Runner back in time. So it just got interesting. One run in, we have a 4-2 ball game. Pitch inside. 2-0 count. The tying run standing up there at the dish. And the plot thickens. The pitch on the outside corner, upstairs. Boy, I'm telling you, this is like a heavyweight fight right now.
It is between pitchers and batters every time now.
2-1 count for Smale, the leadoff hitter today. Pitch catches the corner in the same spot. And it's 2-2. And this pitch gets away. The runner will advance to second. No reason for a throw. He'll go on without protest, so to speak. And we have a payoff pitch on the way. And things getting interesting here with nobody out. Full count offering. On the outside corner. Vicious. Vicious pitch.
Well, been there all day, and boy, these pitchers have really used that corner.
So one huge out. As Vogel will come up there. Vogel looking for a big moment today. Yeah, swing and a miss on the first pitch. And again, Wolf took a little off that first shot to the catcher. This plate appearance. 0-1 delivery. That one had that traditional John Wolf sink on it.
He's lived with that breaking ball that just breaks from the middle of the plate down to the edge and down below the strike zone. Sometimes they go for it, but boy, he's got a lot of call strikes on it. He's thrown it extremely well.
Vogel got just a piece of it, 0-2. 0-2 delivery. This one hit to the second baseman, and a nice scoop and throw and a 4-3 putout. And the runner will advance to third. And, of course, it's not always up to you anymore if the pitcher stays in the game. And I'm wondering if Mr. Wolf, we have a conference. It may just be a conference, but you never know what the tabulations are when a guy is getting up there at the very edge of the pitch count.
And it also depends, do you have someone really available that can come in? You know, but the runner third means nothing. He'll just make the game a little closer, but the next batter up here is the scary one, because if he gets on, he's the tying run.
So it is just a conference. So two outs. Runner on third, and catch Mills standing on deck. Declan Riggs in there now. He's at a flare for the dramatic. Takes a look at strike one and a pitch upstairs. Count evens up at 1-1. Trying to keep this game alive. And a 1-1 offering catches the outside corner. It's almost just, it's like that action movie where they say, no, when the bull, you know, when whatever projectile's coming. It's like, no, it's going to be that pitch on the outside corner. 1-2. Oh, 1-2 and down to the last pitch. Here's a pitch on the outside corner, wave and a miss. And Riggs goes back to the dugout dejected as Lincolnwood holds on and survives after a furious Hillsborough rally here in the bottom of the seventh. And, wow, what a ball game, Carl.
Well, great ball game. Sean, what can you ask for a baseball game, the last inning, that the tying run is up to bat? And that's what we achieved today, actually both in the sixth and the seventh inning for the Hilltoppers.
Well, we'll be back with some final thoughts on this one. Stick around. You're listening to High School Baseball on WSMI. Now, Carl DeBar with me and Sean Bolin here. It was a tough afternoon for the Hillsboro faithful, but for the folks who paid $4.59 or so for gas per gallon to make the run here from Raymond or Morrisonville, it was it was certainly worth their trip and braving the afternoon chill here a little bit. Just a great baseball game, and again, when you have the opportunities, you have to pounce because you know a game's going to tighten up. This was a classic example of a game tightening up.
Yeah, Sean, when you look back, the first inning was the key because that's when Lancers jumped on Gavin Matusha right off the bat, got the quick three runs. But otherwise, we had two of the best pitching performances we've seen in a long time as Nathan came in. He struck out eight batters from the third inning on, so he was impressive. And, of course, you got to tip your hat off to the pitcher. Well, if I can get to my thing, see his numbers. There they are. John Wolf, I mean, complete games this early in the season are tough to do. So when he strikes out nine batters himself, walks only one, and hits one batter, that's good control. And did he own that corner or what?
I mean, it was his office. He just parked there. He pretty much had to sign reserve parking for John Wolf because this is the strike zone. This is my spot. And if you're going to beat me, you're going to have to do it on my spot. And they threatened, but they couldn't get it done.
And like you say, it was his spot. And the reason the Hilltoppers weren't wanting to swing at it was a dang breaking ball. They could see it breaking and didn't want to go after it. But he would break it and drop it right on the bottom edge of the corner. And they kept putting it there over and over again the whole game long.
Yeah, there are no easy victories on the schedule. And just great competitive baseball in this county. And the smaller schools, they bring it all. And I think they bring a little extra when they take on, the Hillsboros of the world.
Well, sure. Lincolnwood's got a much smaller school district, but they've always been a very competitive baseball, softball team. They've always found ways to be in games. And, heck, our county tournament's coming up. We're going to be here for that, I'm sure, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
And I will work on the this is like a trivia night. I'm going to call the first couple of innings, like on a trivia night. I put a couple of those stickers. I bought 10 stickers, but shaking off the rust and looking forward to another spring of baseball. I love calling baseball, and it's certainly a privilege to do it here on this radio station. And it's just great. We're out here among the crowd, and you hear what folks are saying, and it's a unique broadcasting opportunity out here.
Yeah, and this is a good county when you look at it. And, these people know each other. A lot of them know each other from work and wherever they're at, be it they are from Lincolnwood area or they're from Hillsboro. And that same's for Litchfield, too. There's a lot of people that know each other in every town in this whole county.
Yeah, mutual admiration society out here indeed. And, we saw some great baseball. And this just gets you hungry for more. And this time you don't have frostbite.
No, this was much more comfortable. It did get a little chilly when that sun went down or got covered by the clouds, basically. But after that, it wasn't too bad. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to the baseball. Boy, I'm looking forward to it. I got to believe Albert Pujols is going to be the DH in Cardinal home opener coming up, too.
Hard to believe. Some reunions you don't see coming, but all the things just seemed to happen. Heaven and earth were moved, and Albert Pujols became a Cardinal again.
Became a Cardinal, and you got Wainwright starting. So, and we know who's going to be catching Molina. So I almost think he's got to be in this lineup, even though it's not the perfect scenario. It's a right-handed starter. But, now and then, what the heck? It's opening day. Just do it.
Bring on the Clydesdales. Bring on Ozzie Smith. Bring on the White Rat. And bring on all the scenes of opening day. Looking forward to that. And, of course, you can hear that on our sister station. Looking forward to that. Well, that is a wrap. What a outstanding game of baseball, 4-2, your final score. as Hillsborough comes up short against the Lincolnwood Lancers here on a Monday afternoon. We thank you for joining us, and we will see you again soon on the airwaves from the Diamond as we have a packed schedule of baseball and softball contests on WSMI. Carl and Sean saying so long from the Hillsborough Sports Complex. Thanks again to Jennifer for running the controls here on a Monday. That's a wrap right here on 106.1 FM.